Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, June 24. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine shares concerns of Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot following Britain's exit vote. Britain loses a foremost authority on mosquito diseases and control. And David Cameron to quit after UK votes to leave EU. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash. The details of these and more stories after this.
Pay nothing for 90 days at Courts Now. Yes, shop at Courts Now and pay absolutely nothing down and nothing further for 90 days. That's no payment until August 2015. Plus, enjoy reductions throughout the store on a wide range of products. You've got to move and head to Courts because this offer's for 5 days only. Then it's gone. Nothing down and nothing to pay for 90 days only at Courts.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine has shared the concerns of Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot following Britain's vote to exit the European Union, the EU. The British people voted in a referendum by 52% on Thursday to leave the EU, sending markets around the world into a nosedive as period of uncertainty emerges. Prime Minister Scarrett, speaking during an interview on Carrie FM Friday morning, said the repercussions will be felt here almost immediately, given Dominica's dependence on foreign aid from the EU. He says the EU has lost a large chunk of its budget with this exit vote and will have to restructure its approach to financing and development assistance. Prime Minister Scarrett says financing promised for feeder road rehabilitation, among other areas here, will be affected. Speaking on Q95's A Hot Seat Friday morning, Fontaine says the Prime Minister Scarrett is absolutely correct.
The Prime Minister is bang on this. He's correct. Because what happens is, as I indicated earlier, the fact that the euro is also coming under pressure, because the fact that Britain exited has impacted not only Britain and all the United Kingdom, it has impacted the European Union as well. There are concerns now about whether the European Union itself can survive this. And as such, the euro is weakened. Now, a weaker euro means if, for example, you were to receive, let's just take a rough estimate, let's say you were to receive 10 million euros. 10 million euros was equivalent yesterday. Those 10 million euros would have been equivalent to 30 million US dollars, but let's say 100 million EC dollars. Okay, or I'm sorry, I mean 30 million EC dollars was roughly 3-1 to the euro. So Dominic will be expecting to receive 30 million US dollars. That was yesterday. But today, they will still get the same 10 million euros. But now, it is no longer 30 million dollars. It is now probably 25 or 24 million dollars today. So that is the concern that the Prime Minister is echoing, that when they receive those monies in euro, when it is converted, it now converts to less because it has been weakened so much. So if you were depending upon receiving $30 million to do your project, now you're shot by $6 million.
Education Minister Peter Seja says the media plays an important role in ensuring the safety of the country's children. Seja made these remarks at the start of the UNICEF, a child-friendly school's media training, which took place at the Garway Hotel Thursday. The Education Minister says the objective of the workshop was to raise the awareness of the media on issues relating to child-friendly, effective schools.
Media practitioners, you are here because we are convinced that your role in ensuring that our children are protected, safe, and successful is paramount. The objective of this workshop, therefore, is to raise your awareness on issues related to child-friendly, effective schools, including the issue of child protection, and to define your role in that process. It is my hope that you will find this intervention useful and that it will place into sharp focus the ways that as media you can assist in the process of creating child-friendly environments. I therefore look forward to continued engagement with you on issues pertinent to the development and well-being of our children.
Seja says this workshop is part of the ministry's outreach program for the school's child-friendly initiative.
As part of the ministry's outreach program for the child-friendly schools initiative, sponsored by UNICEF, I am therefore extremely delighted with the decision that those directly responsible to extend this outreach campaign to media practitioners who have a significant role to play in spreading the message of the Child-Friendly Schools Initiative. Of course, we could have been content with disseminating the information via your varied media and just left it at that. However, we saw the need to involve you in the exploration of the issues of child protection, which are prevalent in our society, and how you can play a role in promoting the child-friendly model. I am sure that you will agree with me that the media is an important stakeholder in almost every facet of our society, inclusive of education. Your influence is far-reaching in that you have the power to determine behaviors and attitudes and to change perceptions of issues, people, and institutions.
Executive Director of the Dominica Festivals Committee, Claudine Springer, is urging Dominican property owners to register their apartments or homes for rent to accommodate patrons coming to the island for the World's Creole Music Festival. This as a Discover Dominica Authority and the Dominica Festivals Committee launched the 19th edition of the festival this week.
Look, and I wanted to be very clear, so I'm going to say it. As far away as Portsmouth, Picard, Margot, wherever you are and you have a property, we want to know. We want to help you register for Airbnb because we are inviting more people in and we have to have places to put them. So it's a website mm-hmm. where you can register your apartment or your home mm-hmm. and people, we would act as the intermediary for getting you registered on this website. Mm-hmm. You put your home up and you set a price, $50 a night, what have you, mm-hmm. and people book directly with you.
Festival.
One who has a property that mm-hmm. can accommodate people mm-hmm. for the festival, we want to hear from you. We want to facilitate you and make the process as smooth as possible. But I know people think, oh my goodness, boy, that's too far. I don't care how far it is. If you have a place, give us a call. Come in and visit us. We want to help you.
18 acts were confirmed at the launch of this year's WCMF, which is scheduled to take place October 28th to 30. The 2015 World Creole Music Festival was not held due to the effects of Tropical Storm Erica, which devastated sections of the island in August of last year. According to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, the public service is the driving force of national development. At the official launch of Public Service Day on Wednesday, the Prime Minister said the public sector has to continue to be a significant contributor to the country's socioeconomic development. Public Service Day is celebrated worldwide on June 23 every year.
The theme for this year's observance of Public Service Day, Embracing the Challenge, Rethink, Rebuild, Transform, brings into focus the need for effective public sector transformation. Much of the transformation currently taking place in the public service is geared at modernizing public service delivery. The 2014-2018 Growth and Social Protection Strategy highlights the need for the public sector to continue to be a significant contributor to Dominica's socioeconomic development. Currently, the public sector contributes approximately 20% of GDP annually. The strategy is to enhance the business and investment climate through the development and implementation of sustainable projects and programs. In this regard, harnessing the organs of public-private partnership and commitment towards excellence in service delivery are critical for successful advancement of the proposed initiatives. Government remains unrelenting in its resolve to provide necessary resources for the creation of the enabling environment. It is incumbent, therefore, on the public service to respond in an efficient and effective manner.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says there is need for effective public sector reform here. According to him, the public sector continues to be a significant contributor to socioeconomic development, contributing some 20% to Dominica's GDP annually. However, he says they must continue to modernize a public service delivery in Dominica. This is even more important as the government seeks to enhance the business and investment climate here.
The strategy is to enhance the business and investment climate through the development and implementation of sustainable projects and programs. In this regard, harnessing the organs of public-private partnership and commitment towards excellence in service delivery are critical for successful advancement of the proposed initiatives. Government remains unrelenting in its resolve to provide necessary resources for the creation of the enabling environment. It is incumbent, therefore, on the public service to respond in an efficient and effective manner. My advice also to all of you is that you should read the laws of Dominica and laws specifically relating to the administration of the public service, the Finance Administration Act and the Procurement Act, also the Constitution of Dominica, to familiarize yourself about your responsibilities, duties and requirements.
And diabetes continues to be a major problem in today's society and among the leading causes of death in Dominica. That's according to statistics from the World Health Organization. The Dominica Diabetes Association held its annual general meeting on Wednesday, and Pan American Health Organization representative for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Dr. Godfrey Zureb, says WHO statistics published in April show that 1 in 10 adults have diabetes in Dominica. He says over the last 30 years, the number of persons diagnosed with diabetes has increased.
For Dominica, more than 1 in 10 adults have diabetes. This in itself is a worrying statistic. But even more worrying is the trend. Over the last 30 years, those diagnosed with diabetes in Dominica have risen from just over 5%, so 5 for every 100, in 1980, to almost 15%, so 15 for every 100, in 2014. So the number of diabetics, female diabetics, have tripled in one generation. The situation in men is not much better, because the data shows that in 1980, we had about just under 5% of men with diabetes, and in 2016 we have 10%. So the number of men with diabetes has also doubled. We know that one of the most important risk factors for diabetes is obesity, and here the data is even more alarming for Dominica. The same WHO report from earlier this year shows that over half of men and over 60%, so 6 out of every 10 women, are overweight. And a third of all women are classified as obese. Over a quarter of all adults in Dominica are now classified as obese.
In other news this afternoon, the University of the West Indies has paid a tribute to Professor Dave Achadi, considered one of the world's foremost experts on vector-borne diseases and the Aedes aegypti mosquito, who died suddenly on Tuesday. The UE said the work of the Trinidadian renowned entomologist and parasitologist has positively affected the lives of hundreds of millions of people across the world. Professor Achadi led research into mosquito spread diseases such as dengue fever, yellow fever, and malaria, and most recently the Zika virus. His work on mosquitoes has guided the development of mosquito traps, new disease surveillance systems, and new control strategies. And Prime Minister David Cameron is to step down by October after the UK voted to leave the European Union. Speaking outside 10 Downing Street, he said fresh leadership was needed. The PM has urged the country to vote to remain, but was defeated by 52% to 48%, despite London, Scotland and Northern Ireland backing staying in. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Economist Dr. Thomson Fontaine shares concerns of Prime Minister Skerrett following Britain's exit vote. Ridgeon loses a foremost authority on mosquito diseases and control, and David Cameron to quit after UK votes to leave the EU. The news has brought you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send a text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.